السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي أنعم علينا بولادة سيد المرسلين، خاتم النبيين، رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل: ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والدي وولده والناس أجمعين. وقال تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد لسيد الدروش الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد مبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and master. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is only by the grace and mercy of Allah that Allah Pak has kept us as Muslims. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. So many brothers were alive last Jumu'ah, and this Jumu'ah they are gone in the path of Allah. They are gone closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is next? Allah only knows. Today there is a janazah also. Allah ta'ala grant all the marhumeen Jannatul Firdaus and sabr to all the family members. If a person dies with iman, alhamdulillah, inshallah he will go to Jannah. If a person dies without iman, we should be sad that we could not reach him, or iman could not reach him, or the Muslims and mu'min throughout the world could not reach him in time. Allah forbid, he'll be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. We may be questioned about our neighbor, our friend, our associate, our customer, our servants, those people we work around. Because it is the month of Rabiul Awwal, many talks, jalsas have been heard about the Siratul Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now in a short space of time, we cannot do a justice to it. The seerah is written in many volumes, many languages. The essence of the seerah, the ulama have written, is divided into 7 points, the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is our haqq on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Iman will be incomplete if we only recite La ilaha illallah. We have to recite, it is compulsory and obligatory to recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So first and foremost, we have to have iman bir rasul. When Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was in Jannah, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him, the first sight of his fell on the arsh of Allah, on which is inscribed La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So beautiful is Jannah that on every leaf is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Every door of Jannah is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Every floor of Jannah is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Every palace of Jannah is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala increase our iman. Al-Iman yazid wa yanqus. Iman increases and decreases. There's two parts to this iman. One is sahih aqidah, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unity and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is the risalat of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, which is farz upon us to believe. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi. Allah ta'ala has commanded, oh you who believe. We are believers, we are reciters. But do we sincerely believe in Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam? We said La ilaha illallah, do we have in our heart that La ilaha illallah only in lip service or only in the dhikr form? Or do we have the qualities of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Iman is stored in our heart. Qalbul mu'min arshur rahman. A Sufi has written that the heart of a believer is where the arsh of Allah is connected. And the arsh of Allah has this nur of la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you got two special aspects in your heart. And we are reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala make us appreciate and value these kalimats and read them and recite them. And the last moments of our life come when recitation of la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have Allah in our heart. We have Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's iman and aqeedah in our heart. Do we sincerely then obey him, respect him, follow him, show azmat and obedience to him? No, brothers. Not only in the month of Rabiul Awwal, we discuss something about the seerah. Whole life should be spent in sacrifice of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, after accepting Iman, so much of respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine a group of people who used to live a life worse than animals. Nobody wanted to rule over them. Nobody liked them. Everybody was at loggerheads. Brothers and families and nations used to fight. But with the power of the dynamic kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, all forms of dissension, disunity, broken away, and unity, muhabbat, brotherhood, ukhuwah came about. This is the power of the kalima, brothers, that a Muslim from China, a Muslim from America, from Canada, from South Africa, from Timbuktu, anywhere in the world, meets up at Hajj. He makes assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He greets him. That is the ijtima, showing the unity and the spirit of this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An effort has to be made through the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba were taught the respect of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so, on one occasion, a certain Sahabi radiallahu anhu began to speak a little loud. A wahi came down immediately. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawka sawtin nabi. Oh brothers, believers, do not raise your voice more than the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are we checking this? Brothers in Islam, I'm talking to myself and reminding our brothers how much love we have for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much of respect. So the second part, the first part was Iman bir Rasul. And every day, 24 hours, we're going to check our Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why it comes in a hadith, Jaddidu imanakum bi dhikri la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. The more you speak about something, the reality enters the heart. The azmat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the second point. How much of respect do I have? If somebody belies or belittles my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do I stand up or just take it? Or somebody disrespects the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am I to stand up or just keep quiet and pass away? Not my business. No. We are strong by the barakah of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are united and powerful by the dynamism of this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much of azmat. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam himself says, Ya'rifuni kulla shay'in ya'rifuni illa kafaratul ins wal jins, aw kama qal. Everything recognize me besides the kuffar, the disobedient disbelievers of the insan and jinnat. So much so when Allah Ta'ala said, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. O Prophet of Allah, we have sent thee not but as a harbinger of mercy, a mercy to all the worlds. The clouds are passing by, conveying salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The trees are making sajda to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Animals are coming and making sajda and salam and kalam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The stones are making salam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yet we believers, do we recognize Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like how he should be recognized? We don't. Aye dunya mein bohat paak mukarram ban kar, koi aya na magar rahmat-e alam ban kar. If it wasn't the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers, you and I would have not been Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. Hadrat Shaykh Maulana Hakim Muhammad Damar اختر صاحب دامر برکاتہما شیخ المرسل ان ون ناتیا کلام آف مدینہ طیبہ حسد گر نسلی علی ہو آگ و فغا میں کیا اثر ہوگا آگ و فغا میں. یعنی سے نام ہے کہ کیسا پیارا محمد جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامع. What a beautiful name is the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We keep our children's name Muhammad, then we disrespectfully call him Mo and Mamdu and whatever names you want to tease him. Is this respect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? With due respects, brothers, this is something that a person gets into a state, a kayfiyat, a hal. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, anybody disrespected Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you should take out this sword. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was once an enemy of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, Allah ta'ala melted his heart by the words of the Quran. And then the love and respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came so much that when anybody stand up, disrespect, disobey the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his sword used to be out or his whip used to be out. We got the same Allah, we got the same Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wasallam, same Quran. Why isn't the ummah united? Why is the ummah being kicked from pillar to post? Don't we have the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the same Quran? Because we are disrespectful to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obedience of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We all have to check this. Seven lists check. First, iman bir rasul. Two is azmatur rasul, respect of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Am I respecting my Nabi in all walks of life? Am I obedient then? After you have respect and azmat of some person, in this case is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you have the fitri natural love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is called muhabbatur rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is farz for each and every believer to have muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this love has to be inculcated, not by lip service only, taking the name once a year, or in some function, or going to Madinah Munawwara, Zadahumullahu Sharafa, may Allah Ta'ala grant us a visit of Haramain Sharifain and protect the Haramain Sharifain from the evil forces. True love would come with obedience. Muhabbatur Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu tanhu grabs the hand of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks him, "Oh Umar, do you love me?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ask this question. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu says, "Yes, I love you." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Not yet." Long hadith, "Not yet." Three times. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu ponders what is happening. The Nabi of Allah says, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in," aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. You don't have true iman, you're not a true believer, until and unless you love me more than your parents, your children, and everything else on this earth. Is our love of that state, brothers? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, "I love my jaan, my life, more than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's duty was to yuzakkihim kulubuhum, that come and purify the hearts of the people. After that he grabbed the hand and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Sadaqta ya Umar, now you love me more than your own life." The sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming out from our house. People are mocking at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam openly. Muslims are blatantly disregarding the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're carrying on. Allah Ta'ala must forgive us, brothers. We have shown disrespect to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have not shown the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even going to Medina Tayyibah, do we go with the right etiquettes? Do we go with adab? The sunnah of every walk of life, from the time we wake up in the morning till the time we go to sleep, till the time we live our life on this earth, they are sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A perfect human being. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Perfect exemplar sent by Allah would emmanuel the Quran and Majid for each and every one of any race, color, creed to follow till the day of Qiyamah. The more we talk about the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come into our hearts. Then we will make ittibah. Allah Ta'ala has commanded us in the Quran and told Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam, "Kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhbibukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum." The fourth point I'm coming to is ittiba of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Ittiba means to follow Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam. We hear this term, the Quran and Majid. Then we hear the term Sunnah, or we hear the Ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ahadith is the speech, the reporting, the teachings. And Sunnah is his way of life. Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam mentioned it very clearly and emphatically in Hajjatul Wada, on the plains of Arafat, 9th of Zilhijjah. What a Mubarak place, what a Mubarak gathering of 124,000 Sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. The Nabi of Allah is delivering his sermon and he says, taraktu feekum amrein, lan tadillu ma tamassaktum bihima, kitabullahi wa sunnati, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. I leave behind two things. One is the kalam of Allah, the word of Allah, the dynamic manual for everyone to follow, the book of life for each and everyone till the day of Qiyamah. And secondly, my teachings. How much of love we have for the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With due respects, people, mashallah, go for umrah, for hajj. Mashallah, dari. Stayed in the company of some buzruk, came back with a beard. Said, went in the path of Allah, came back with a mashallah, dari. Suddenly we find something happens. Too much of tension, too much of pressure. I can't handle it. His whole life has changed. Shaitan influences him. What happened to this man who was standing in front of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam? He went to visit Makkah and Medina. He went in the company of pious people and suddenly goes against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every Monday and Thursday, the report of the ummah is given to Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. You think Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is getting happy in the grave, brothers? Am I the cause of injury to my Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? I've heard this from one alim, that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in the dream of a pious person, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's face had changed. This pious person began to worry, wonder what happened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was clean shaven, in the modern fashion hair, with a suit and tie. He's asking, Ya Nabi of Allah, are you in this state? He said, my ummatis are going against my sunnah, this is the condition of my ummat. The alim interpreted, tell all the people start following the sunnah, that that moment was the beard at least. This is the shi'ar, the sign of a Muslim. I'm not picking on anybody. You want to call yourself a Muslim, not only in the heart, brothers, it is outside. What is in the heart comes out. Portray it outside. Why are we shy? Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, in our country we are okay. In many other countries they don't allow the ulama even to keep the beard. Keep the sunnah, it will show waqar, it will show izzat, a sign of a Muslim. Leave alone the topi, the imama, the sunnat libas of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Practice on the sunnahs, then the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come. The noor of iman from the heart will shine on the face of that believer. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will recognize this person. Remember Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majzub rahmatullah alayhi ta'ala alayhi. When he said he will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah, what did you bring? Then what did he say? Tere mehboob ki ya rab, shabahat leke aya hu, haqeeqat usko tu kar de, main surat leke aya hu. I have come at least with the sample of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not the original. At least the sample of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, you accept this. Imitation. Imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you have genuine imitation. You get imitation and you get genuine imitation too. You ask those people who have dealings in India and Pakistan and all that, you get genuine from a made in America. Then you get made as America. Genuine imitation. Brothers, even if you emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imitate the sunnats of the Sahaba and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will accept that. This is the sign and love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajrun mi'ata shahidaw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever follows one sunnah of mine in the time of corruption like now, it is fitna and fasad, you will get the sawab of 100 martyrs, 100 sahih shahid. Take a stock of yourself. Am I following 10 sunnat at least for today? I will start inshallah. 10 sunnat. Sunnat of miswak. Sunnat of how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the toilet. Sunnat when eating. Sunnat when sitting. Sunnat when driving. Sunnat when doing this. Sunnat when doing this. How many sunnats we can make amal on? We came to the house of Allah. What is the sunnat way? Did I read my dua? What niyat did I make? Jumu'ah day today, I made ghusl. I came with the intention of Salatul Jumu'ah. I came with the intention, if there's a janazah, I'll attend a janazah. I came to listen to some nasiha. All these niyat were made, the more sawab you will get. Then you will be the member of the Ahl Sunnat wal Jama'at. Otherwise, you'll be some other member. Brothers, simple life of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Teen khususiyat hai Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq sahab damar barakatum, Allah Taala grant him long life and good health. He said he is called muhiyyu sunnah by the ulama. He said sunnat ke amal karne se teen khususiyat hai. سب سے اصل طریقہ سنت کا طریقہ ہے. The most easiest way to do any act, not only عبادت, any act is the sunnat way. Even going to relieve ourselves in the toilet, if you go according to the masnoon way, Allah Ta'ala will make that easy. Eating, sleeping, everything will become easy. Sunnats are not only in ibadat. You hear the nikah time, an nikahu min sunnati. Nikah is my sunnat. What about the things that happen after that? Then the second hadith, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever turns away from my sunnat is not one of us. Not only the sunnat of nikah. At all times, brothers. سب سے اسحل طریقہ, the easiest way to do anything is the sunnat way. Second, سب سے اجمل طریقہ, the most beautiful way is the sunnat way. اور تیسری بات, سب سے اکمل طریقہ, the most complete way and perfect way is the sunnat way. Is it? Fashions come, fashion go. Styles come, styles go. Stay according to the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There'll be izzat, there'll be respect, there'll be nur, there'll be muhabbat in the family, in the house, in society. May Allah unite our hearts. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. So that is ittiba of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Coming to another point which will lead to a further obedience, which is called ita'at. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. If you're obedient to Allah, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qiyamah will not come until the last person left on this earth will take the name of Allah. And one duty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is performing is mercy is showering upon us. Showering upon the Kaabatullah. Showering upon the beloved Rawdah Park of Nabiya Park alayhi salatu wasalam. زادهم الله شرفا. May Allah ta'ala give us a chance to visit Haramain Sharifain. Would azmat, would love, would muhabbat. And let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede on our behalf on the day of Qiyamah. Obedience, brothers. Ita'atul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Am I obedient? We can't be obedient to our parents. We can't be obedient to our elders. We can't be obedient to our imam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so just and obedient that from a small age people used to call him As-Sadiq Al-Ameen. Trustworthy. Respectful. So much so that in one long hadith he mentioned about his time spent with Hazrat Halima Sadia, his beloved mother, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so fair, so just, so fair and just with everyone in the household. Respected her like his own mother. Respected the husband like his own father. Respected the other brothers and sisters like his own brothers and sisters. Do we have that quality? Do we respect our elders? And we're telling our fathers, please guide the children. Your duty is to teach them the sunnah. Bring an environment at home. According to the sunnat way, you'll have no problem. There'll be noor in your house, inshallah. Study the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are sunnats, kitab. There's so many hayat sahaba. Read the sahaba's lifestyle and emulate them in your house. Don't worry about the Toms and the Jones and the people. People will see the sunnat way and will give you izzat. Sheikh Osama bin Laden, Allah ta'ala give him long life, good health. Because of one man, people are talking the kuffar everywhere. Anybody see us with a turban? Kona Osama. Sheikh Osama. Everyone in the world and awe is created. This is the quality of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand, people used to look at him. One nazar at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hidayat was coming. This is the thing. Heart to heart connection. No speech, no bayan. Sahaba used to travel the earth, brothers. It is proven. Even to Africa they came. With the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the noor of hidayat spread. Today from our houses, zulmat is coming. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah Ta'ala must grant us the true obedience of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we will come to the dhikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taking his Mubarak name. Allah Ta'ala does one action, which is called, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صلي على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah Ta'ala is showering Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with His mercy. Angels are coming down with all the barakat and the nur, and from there it is transferred throughout the world. So we want taqwa, keep the company of the salihin, have true love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want success in your life, in your business, in your studies, become obedient to Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the solution. How much we're going to speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more the love and reality will come into our heart. Do we recite the Durood Sharif? On a Friday, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sends Durood and Salam upon me, then Allah's mercy descends upon. Man salla alayya wahidan sallallahu alayhi wa ashra, aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send one durood and salam. Alhamdulillah, we read 2-3 durood already. Allah's 10 favors descend upon this person. 10 minor sins are forgiven. 10 darajat, his status are elevated. What else you want? One hadith I was reading, Abi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person reads 100 durood and salam in a day, Allah Ta'ala will suffice for him 30 problems of this world will be wiped out. 70 problems of the akhirat will be saved for this person. Read the durood and salam. And the last point I want to come to, brothers, is the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mission he was sent for. The purpose of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, he was sent as Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Jism ho kahi apna, dil to hai Madinah mein, haan magar wo rehte hai har mu'mino ke seemne mein. He stays in our heart, we take his name, yet we are disobedient to him. Are we doing the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I have heard from one great sheikh who said, har kaam kaam nahi, Nabi ka kaam kaam hai. Your object on this earth is to do the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, otherwise your life is meaningless. His work was to save each and everyone from the fire of Jahannam. Am I doing this in my own house? Am I doing this with my family? Am I doing this with my society, with my friends, my neighbors and my children, my students, my colleagues? Each and everyone Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed. He was the perfect educator, perfect teacher, perfect father, perfect statesman, perfect politician, perfect everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Brothers, the example to follow. No other man-made laws, no other society laws, no other fashions. Follow the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my advice to the youth, please, we know the World Cup is here. You know all the names. You know the names of the players. Do you know the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you know the 10 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala known as Asharul Mubasharat? Do we know the 11 wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we know how many times the name Muhammad comes in the Quran and Majid? No. 4 times Allah Ta'ala with Muhammad takes the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad. In surah, in the 4th juz, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. In the 22nd juz, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. In the 26th juz, 2 times, in surah Fatah, مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And in the 26th juz again, a whole surah, Muhammad is revealed, brothers. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَنُزَّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Here, 4 times, do we study all this? Study the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't read the newspaper, no problem. Do we know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah Ta'ala grant us the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it easy for us to emulate the Sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And give shifa to all those that are sick. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the whole ummah. Allah Ta'ala elevate the Muslims inshallah. Unite the hearts of the Muslims. And grant victory to the Mujahideen. And destroy the enemies of Islam inshallah. By practicing on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.